possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Warley. Wait, which one? Which war?
Exactly, yeah.
One I've been waiting for a very long time. Between Trump and the GOP leadership. Mm. And I've been wondering how Trump is going to handle this.
Well, he could have an ally now.
Yeah.
At least with the party, not necessarily with those in Congress.
Yeah. Trump actually, overnight, Grassley is trending right now on X. And I've been wondering how Trump would handle this. The GOP leadership has joined forces with the Democrats in the Senate to block all of Trump's nominees.
Okay.
His judges, we desperately need those judges right now.
Yep.
You've seen what liberal judges are doing. There's so many vacancies. They are being blocked. Mm-hmm. And I played, quite frankly, the lie from Fox News about, I don't know why they're lying about this, because everyone X knows. And they've got to be lying. I mean, there's no way they don't know. It's the Republican leadership that's doing this. The only thing I could figure is they like having Charles Grassley and John Thune on television, so they're not going to tell you the truth. So they've been pretending that the Democrats are blocking Trump's nominees. And they are, technically, because they've been given the power to do so by the Republican leadership. And Trump finally called out Grassley last night in a Truth post. I've been wondering what he would do. He writes, I have a constitutional right to appoint judges and U.S. attorneys, but that right has been completely taken away from me in states that have just one Democrat United States senator. This is because of an old and outdated custom known as blue slip that Senator Chuck Grassley, he's a Republican, of the great state of Iowa refuses to overturn, even though the Democrats, including crooked Joe Biden, have done so on numerous occasions. Yes, they did it to get their nominees through. So Chuck Grassley, Rhino Republican, is sitting there saying to the Democrats, no, if any of you have an objection, go ahead and block Trump's nominees. It gets worse. And I've laid this out. John Thune, who is the, unfortunately, supreme leader of the Senate and a Rhino Republican, is blocking Trump on the other hand, Lee, because Trump could make recess appointments. The Senate is in recess, right?
Right.
So Thune gavels the Senate back in every 4 days for like 2-3 minutes and then gavels it out.
Yep.
So Trump can't make these. It's about 150 people. He could go ahead and get them in there for 150 days as he fights the Republican leadership to get him through. Why are they doing this?
With friends like that.
You know. And here's the thing. I've been really frustrated with Trump. We don't need to go after Chip Roy. Chip Roy is a good guy. Chip Roy was telling the absolute unmitigated truth, as was Thomas Massie. We are setting spending records here. Mm-hmm. This, with the big, beautiful bill, this will break America. I said it. They said it. And Trump wants to enforce the kind of discipline they have in the Democrat Party, where, yes, even though we're shattering all previous Democrat spending levels, we don't speak of it in public. We stick together like a herd, right? That's why he's punishing them. He's like basically saying, okay, we've got to have you know, we got to work together as a group. But my beef on that's always been, then you go ahead and punish the Rhino leadership too, because they're worse. They are the ones blocking your nominees. Well, all of this has led to this horrible situation, Lee, where, and I keep talking about this because I never thought I would see this. Donald Trump and the Republicans have just shattered all previous Democrat spending records. They are now the biggest spending party. That talking point is gone. Federal spending has hit an all-time record high. The deficit has hit a record, $291 billion in July, and that's despite pulling in $21 billion from tariffs. The deficit for the fiscal year is at a record $1.6 trillion with 2 months left. This is a disaster. Now, Trump, to his credit, has a plan. And his plan has always been, this is probably why he's frustrated with Ralph Norman and Chip Roy and all the people who've bucked him. His plan was, let's just jam the big, beautiful bill through. I need my deportation force. I need all these other things that are in it to get factories going in America. Then I'm going to come back with 12 rescissions bills. And you're going to have to trust me. I'm going to jam them through the House and the Senate. Those bills are the DOGE cuts, Lee. They should cut anywhere between $300 billion and half a trillion dollars. It's not a bad plan. But what the Republicans are doing in the Senate is saying, you will not send us any more rescissions bills. Trump already embarrassed them into passing the $9 billion rescissions bill that defunded USAID.
Yeah.
They know there's another $300 to $500 billion worth of those DOGE cuts coming, and they don't want it. So what they're saying to Trump is, we're holding up your nominees until you do what the Democrats want. And what the Democrats want is legislation passed through the Senate, signed by Trump, promising he will not send any more rescissions bills through. In other words, locking in the record-breaking spending by the Republicans.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's Republican leadership right there. So, the good news is, I've been wondering what Trump would do, and I figured he'd just going to have to figure this out behind closed doors. He just called him out. He called out Charles Grassley. In other words, Trump's not playing the game anymore, pretending Democrats are the ones blocking his nominees. It's Republicans. And it's a hostage situation, and they want the spending to continue. In fact, they want Trump basically to sign away the DOGE cuts and not do them. Every senator should be on record. I'd love to know from Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham if any of them would come on the show. Are you in support of Grassley doing this? You support it? Or are you willing to call up John Thune and say, stop it, knock it off, stop blocking his nominees? Would you ask Thune that? Sure, I'm sure you see him from time to time in the hallway when you're in session. Would you ask Thune to stop blocking Trump's nominees? I'd love to hear the answer, but they won't come on this show. So they don't want to talk to you. And when I say they won't come on the show, it's not about me. It's about you. They don't want to talk to you. They just want your vote. So where do you guys stand? Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, you going to call out Grassley? You going to call out Thune? Are you secretly wink, wink, nod, nod on their side? Whose side you on? And don't wander from interview to interview talking about how you got Trump's back. And especially Lindsey Graham, Lee. Trump has had to endorse him because he is the budget chairman. Yeah. That's why Trump endorses him. Believe me, Trump doesn't like Lindsey. He didn't trust him anyway. But Lindsey controls every single spending decision for the rest of the Trump term. He's got to endorse him. All right. Well, Lindsey Graham, are you for blocking Trump's nominees? You support the idea of no Republican judges appointed to the bench because Democrats say so? Is that what you're in? Are you going to go to war with Thune? Whose side are you on? Watch this. You will not hear Donald Trump's just throwing the gauntlet down here. He's actually told the truth, Lee, about the Republican leadership, that they are the ones blocking his nominees. This means Republican senators are going to have to take sides. It's trending on X. They can't hide it. What side are Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham going to be on? Will they have anything to say now that they have been put on notice that Trump's agenda is being blocked by the Republican leadership? You watch. They won't say a thing. Just watch. But I'm glad this is coming out in the openly.
Well, it needs to. And, you know, this whole thing about the increasing the U.S. debt as well needs to be in front of the American people and realize that, yeah, sadly, we've got Republicans in control of things that have greatly increased our indebtedness, which is going to have a major impact for generations.
And as Ray Dalio and Elon Musk and even Scott Bessent, their number is always the same, Lee. If we cut $500 billion a year over these next 4 years in spending, in deficit spending, we can begin to bring our house in order. We don't have to worry about the collapse of the dollar. And this runs pretty close to that. It's going to be $300 to $500 billion in rescissions. We can fix our house. And this is the Republican leadership saying, no, we want the mantle. We want the honor of being the biggest spending party, of blowing past the Democrats. It's disgusting. But look, you know what this tells you? Trump's in a really bad place. Let me tell you why. I'll tell you why he didn't call him out before. It's not because he likes to murder his friends. It's not that. If he lets Republican voters know how bad these guys are, they may not show up in the midterms, Lee. That's what he's afraid of. Yeah. That's why he hasn't called him out, even though they are plumb evil. Grassley, Thune, I mean, they're just gutting him right now. And I guarantee you, just watch. If I'm wrong, I'll tell you. I will say, no, I misjudged Tim Scott. I misjudged Lindsey Graham. You will not hear a word out of them because they're fine with this. My prediction. If I'm wrong, then I will walk it back and I'll gladly tell you they've taken a stand, but they won't because they're cowards. Both of them. But here's the thing. Trump's going to have to play this game, even though it could cost us, you know, the midterms, because he can't let these rhino Republican leaders of the Senate block all of his nominees. What are we going to try Trump cases before left-wing judges because the Republicans wouldn't appoint the right-wing ones? And you know what this is, folks? The last bastion, pathetic little bastion of Bush holdovers, people Karl Rove recruited 15, 20 years ago, they're hanging out in the Senate and they got one job: to stop Donald Trump. Anything else? It's just not the truth. So I'm glad they're being exposed. I hope we can beat them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.